Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM Yahoo Sports Radio Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. So tonight, I want to address a topic that is pretty extensive across everyone's radar. We all experience this one thing in our lives, and it can be good, it can be bad, but it does affect us, and it can affect us on multi-levels. It can affect our physical being as well as our mental being. And so what I'm addressing tonight is stress, and how do we deal with stress? Our lives are so different than they were, you know, centuries ago. I'm sure there were many different stresses centuries ago, but our lives today are in high speed. We are as high speed as you could be, I think, at this point in time without, you know, technology taking humanity to another level. Humanity is experiencing right now the most high-speed lifestyle that we can physically bear. So what does that mean? That means our stress levels are way up. And, you know, I can go through all the reasons. Our economy in the U.S. has been, you know, struggling for several years, and it hasn't helped American stress level. You know, we've had a lot of things happen in the world today that affect everyone. And, you know, from our oceans having devastations in them, and, you know, just other countries having experiences that affect our own lives and our own families. They touch us somehow. And it all creates stress. And on the other side of the coin, you know, there's a lot of great things that happen that can still cause us stress in a good way. Like, say, you just got a promotion recently, but you're not really sure of how to handle that in the work that's involved. And, you know, that can cause a lot of stress. Or you've just had a baby. That's a great one that, you know, a lot of people are very excited to start a family, but when you actually get into the process of it, it can be extremely stressful and beautiful all at the same time. I'm a mother of two, so I do understand that completely, and my children were born very close together. So, you know, that was also stressful, but beautiful. So where did stress come from, and what does it do to us? So a brief history of stress. Walter Canyon, a neurologist, he is the first credited with recognizing that stressors could be emotional as well as physical. And, you know, he also did a lot of experience on the fight or flight response and how man interprets and perceives what is a threat, what is threatening, what is dangerous. And so I just attended a seminar this weekend, and, you know, it's true. The very primal thing that we do in every moment is assess what is a threat. Is there any threats, or are we safe? That's one of our basic needs that is always going on in our brains. We're always looking and checking for threats and, you know, what is threatening to us in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, anything just having a door open down in your house somewhere. If you're, you know, on your second floor, you hear something rustling on the first floor. You're stressed, and then you find out, you know, a family member just walked in. Then you're relieved. So this is what goes on in our daily living all day long. And, you know, it happens on much broader scales as well, and more intricate as well. So you have those kinds of threats that are very basic, but you also have, you know, you're at work and somebody walks through the door and you maybe don't really get along with this person, or you're having difficulties communicating with this person, and, you know, you're feeling threatened and you're feeling stressed. It happens to a lot of us all day long. And how do you deal with that? And one of the things that I have found on my journey is, because I was extremely stressed as a teenager, all the way through to I started on my spiritual path, and I actually had post-traumatic stress as well. In one of my radio shows, I did share my near-death experience that happened when I was 31. I had a horse rear up and fall over backwards on top of me. And it did stop, this accident did stop my heart. I went into cardiac arrest, and I had to be resuscitated. And fortunately, my father had taken a CPR course about 30 years before, and he resuscitated me. So I was very fortunate that that happened. And on so many levels, it was quite a change marker in my life. But it did initiate post-traumatic stress as well. So after that happened, I went through a period of my life for probably about a year and a half, 2 years, where I was very worried about my heart stopping, because I had had that sensation before. I didn't know if there was long-term problems, and I was assured by everyone that I was going to be fine, but still, I had that experience. So it was quite traumatic, and it did lead to me having a lot of anxiety and stress, right down to the point if I was driving in the car and I was caught in a bunch of traffic, I would get extremely stressed out, and, you know, I'd go into like a panic attack. So I had to learn to manage this on my own. You know, back then, it was the early 2000s. A lot of doctors were prescribing different medications for conditions such as this. And, you know, at first, not knowing a lot about different holistic therapies, I kind of went that route for a little bit with the medications. But I did not like it, and I didn't like the way it made me feel. And I started to seek, I was already seeking more information about my spiritual path from the spiritual experience I had from having my near-death experience. But from the perspective of how do I manage this naturally and holistically without using any medications, I really was starting to research and look for alternative therapies to help me manage this new stress, this new level of anxiety that came into my life at that time. And just learning breathing techniques really was effective for me initially. Learning the breathing techniques that help you, you know, really oxygenate your whole body, and learning meditation, of course, practicing meditation. You know, for a lot of people, meditation can actually be stressful at first, but it's okay when you start to realize that even your most advanced meditators go through trying to bring your focus back to that meditation and not be, you know, off thinking about work or people in your life or, you know, the things you've got to do. When you start to really hone in and just keep bringing yourself back, you start to learn how to do it quicker and more effectively. You learn what works for you. You also learn what environment to provide for yourself to be an effective meditator. You know, it's kind of like an experiment for yourself, finding what works it's important to find what works for you. And that's really a journey in itself, because there's so many variations on meditation and what you can bring into the experience that it is something to play with. And myself, I enjoy, like, sometimes I'm in the mood for one thing, one way of meditating. Like, say I want to go out in nature, want to go to the ocean, I want to bring in essential oils, or I want to just, you know, sit in a chair and put some headphones on with binaural beats or listen to a guided meditation. It depends on what mood I'm in. And, you know, I have done a lot of exploration and listened and, you know, smelled and visually took in. And I have found that all of them really are, it depends on what mood I'm in or what the conditions are that I can, if I'm, you know, working, if I just need to just sit in my car and focus on a bird. It's all what your environment is providing, as well as what, you know, what you're doing at the time. But I try to bring some tools with me. I always have some crystals with me. They really help me get centered and grounded, and I can set intentions. So it you play with it. You find out what is the way that you want to meditate and work. And it's fun. It's, you know, to explore this. It's not just sitting quiet and, you know, saying om in a cross-legged position. It doesn't have to be just that, and a lot of people do find that boring. And actually, there's a great book out there, The 21 Stages of Meditation, and I can't remember who the author is, but it's a fabulous book that describes what a meditator goes through and why you're going through it and how it helps you with your growth, your spiritual growth. So meditation, obviously, is one thing I'm passionate about, and I find extremely effective to combating a lot of things, including stress. And it changes the structure of your brain, this is where we want to get. We want to get our brains to be in a place of compassion, kindness for yourself, for the world, both. Yourself and the world, because at that point things will become less stressful. When you're in that happy place where you're feeling kindness, empathy for others, but, you know, sending out healing and love, how can that be a negative experience when you're able to come to that place with every situation feeling that peacefulness and knowing? It's really a knowing and a knowledge that you enter into when you're in that space, then nothing can be stressful, because you're already there. You're already knowing that everything is okay. So it is an exercise in life that you get to this place. And so when you're seeking what meditation practice works for you, those are the basic foundation. That's the basic foundation you want to reach. And it's all gold from there. And if you can reach this point in your life where you're able to perceive what's going on around you and not what's going on within as that being part of it, because within you is different from without, outside of you. In you is your container. You're a container, and it's your choice of what you choose to feel. So when you're feeling that, okay, this is a stressful situation, it's outside of me, and I know everything's going to be okay, and I can only send healing or love or, you know, the knowledge that everything's going to be okay, then your stress level starts to go down. And these are the thought patterns that you start to create in your brain. And as I mentioned a moment ago, the structure of your brain starts to change. You actually start to grow gray brain matter in the areas for learning and compassion. We get smarter, okay? It's a wonderful thing. So there's also the reduction in cortisol, which is our fight or flight hormone, which, you know, is always trying to do the work to repair what the stress that encourages the production of cortisol. It runs around, it does its work, but in the meantime, it's destroying important factors in your body. It can actually break down your organs over time. So having that stress go on over and over and over again, you have to learn how to manage it. And I'm big on, you know, doing it medication-free, because I know from my own experience, I was very challenged. Imagine having the thought process that you already knew that your heart stopped at one point in your life already and you had to be resuscitated. So having that fear go on every time you felt, you know, like a pitter-patter in your chest or just, you know, your breathing was off, it was torture for a while. It really was serious torture. And so I was able to overcome it naturally. You know, I was able to combat all of those feelings, and I'm anxiety attack free for many years now. And I just have found a grounded spot in my life with these techniques. So, you know, what are the connections in the brain that work in stress? You know, there's different things that go on. The connection of the limbic system is the control area, and it controls our emotions and the processing area for memory. And, you know, if you're hearing, like I said, somebody come through the door of the house, of your house, and you're in a room in the back of the house, and you weren't expecting anyone to come home, well, that sets off a reaction. Your stress level's way up. So say it's your, you know, your partner that walks through the door. Boy, are you relieved. And that's when the dopamine kicks in. So it's kind of like you have that massive, just think of a time that you felt that rush of fear and then sudden relief. And that's hormones playing out in your system. That is, it's pretty amazing that, you know, when you break it down like that, it's really acting out in your whole body, not just your emotions. It's playing out in your whole body. It's affecting you physically. And so to have this kind of repeated process in your body, even at on a lower scale, it can become disease. Dis-ease becomes disease. So once again, I would love to share all of the things that I've learned to process this and learn how to effectively control it. I want to share those techniques that I've learned for myself. And I also ask, you know, if anyone has any techniques that work for them to call in and share. Because, it, you know, everyone can learn from one another, and something that somebody may contribute, it may help somebody out there in our audience. And I would love to hear from somebody tonight about that and their experience with stress and how they managed it holistically. So I'm going to give the number that you call into. And so the number is 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234. So I, you know, as I mentioned, my story was pretty dramatic in the fact that I had to actually have my heart stop and all in order to come to this place. But the journey has been amazing and beautiful. And there's so many natural remedies out there. And I'm really, you know, I'm hoping to encourage people to take part in all of them to see what works. I also work with EFT, which is very effective in handling post-traumatic stress disorder. And I know that there has been quite a significant amount of veterans that have advocated for EFT because they have found there was a study that went on with EFT, emotional freedom technique. I'm sorry for those that haven't heard of EFT. It's called the long version is emotional freedom technique, and it's drug free. There's no drugs involved, and it does so many different things for you. It's tapping, and it also tapping on different acupuncture points, and it's breathing, and it's setting intentions, and it's just an amazing coordination of a lot of what we have going on all at the same time. And it's switching. It's like creating a switch in your body, in your mind. And it's something that we will remember that is kind of planted in to your subconscious because you're going through the process. So I really, you know, appreciate EFT and what it's done for a lot of people, including myself. I do use EFT, and I have used it in the past. It's kind of awkward at first, I won't lie, because you're tapping on your face and you're like around your neck, under your arm, and on the top of your head. And so, you know, it's got to be coached for a little while at first. You should use an EFT coach to work through it a few times, but it can be an ongoing practice. I like to call it a kind of like a beta meditation, because in beta means that we're alert, we're awake. That's a brainwave where you're totally alert, totally awake. You're looking around, you're involved, you're engaged. Alpha is when you're in that state of kind of like a really restful, relaxed state. I call it like a cat nap. You're not quite asleep. You're not quite fully engaged. So this EFT is really effective. It's as I said, done in a state where it's beta. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're taking a short break in a few moments. And as I said, I encourage you to call in, share your story, share what's been effective for you. Or if you have a question for me, I'd love to help you out if I can. And so the number again is 617-237-1234. And I have a website. My website is mindhealthcoach.com. I encourage you to visit that website. I have meditations on there that you can download. And next month I'm coming out with a CD that has meditations that are effective for daily meditation practice. They're guided meditations. So I'm really excited about that. And if you want to, I'm going to also be putting out a EFT webinar. If you'd like to find out more about that, please go on my website, www.mindhealthcoach.com, and you can enter into the contact tab. You can go to the contact tab and enter in your information and let me know that you'd like to know when that webinar is. Thanks so much. We'll be back in a few minutes. But time made you bolder, even
children. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life,
We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Health Coach Program. I'm your host, Leah Marie, and we're here tonight on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1510 AM. We're heard every fourth Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also, if you missed this broadcast, you can tune in at dreamvision7radio.com every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So who is most vulnerable to stress? Well, you know, we all are, but, you know, some different factors go on in different groups, like teens are very prone to stress, and they can actually develop depression a lot more significantly and easier than a lot of the normal population of aged adults or folks that are, you know, in their prime. Teens are very susceptible to it, and I actually have two teenagers, and fortunately they are in pretty good states, but develop depression, there's so much pressure, peer pressure. Depression can come on very quickly, and it can also, you know, increase the factor, the risk factor of suicide. So it's really important that we look at our teens and make sure that their stress levels are being managed appropriately. They're under so much more stress than we realize. They're going through so many physical changes as well as changes in their learning. They're having to decide, you know, their schooling, what they want to be in life, and they just feel a tremendous amount of stress, as well as the peer pressure, and there's so much glamorization around partying, and maybe their belief system isn't truly in line with that, but they're feeling pressured. So there is so many different factors. My older daughter's learning to drive at this point, and you can imagine, you know, going out in, on the road and feeling that fear and knowing that pretty soon there's going to be that freedom. There's a good stress that comes along with it, but it still is a stress, and that responsibility to manage yourself and manage others that may ride in your car. It's, we've talked about it, and it is a pretty significant amount of stress that comes into play with teens. So
something to think about with your teenagers. Don't overlook helping them manage your stress, their stress, as well as your own. Their stress level can be even more dramatic than our own. So it's something to think about. And, you know, the Dalai Lama says if we took all eight-year-olds on the entire planet and we taught them to meditate, that our world would probably be a very different place as they, you know, aged into being into their adulthood. And I definitely second that one. And I wish that we could formulate a program that would handle that. I would love to be part of that initiative. I think that would be beautiful. Others that are affected by stress among our population, of course, are the elderly. I work with a lot of elderly in my field. That's my profession. I work with elderly, teaching caregivers of elderly, nurses, social workers, and also the patients themselves, how to manage their stress level. You know, a lot of these elderly folks are facing the end chapter. They're facing that last part of their journey, and they're not really sure how to handle it. They're experiencing a lot of physical pain as well as fear and anxiety. A lot of these folks have conditions that are limiting their ability to breathe or just move. And I've been through, as I said, a traumatic accident, which didn't allow me to walk for a week. So it's something that I can definitely relate to and empathize with these folks, but they are experiencing a tremendous amount of anxiety and stress as well. And so, you know, I work with a lot of them teaching meditation, using essential oils. My company that I work for, we're doing things to help aid them in that as well, like essential oil massage, breathing techniques, that sort of thing, which is, I think, a beautiful step in the right direction to help them manage their pain and stress. And so, you know, what can we do on a basic level? Well, we can eliminate caffeine, we can exercise, and we can even look to spend time with a pet, our children, people we love. Make a list, make a list of all of those factors in your life that you know do not influence stress at all. They influence it in a positive way. And make a list, make your list of, I guess it would be, you know, who in your life brings you joy. What in your life brings you joy? What physical things can you do for yourself that bring you joy? And I would make, you know, that three-part list. What are these factors in your life that bring you joy? And pets are definitely one. Of course, you've probably heard all this before. Volunteering is great. But if you're sitting in meditation and you're stressed, the best thing to do is send love to yourself first, love and healing, ask from the divine to bring it in, and then let it out to others. You know, make your list of people that you want to send it out to, and it starts to dissipate. And that is the connection, the brain connection I was speaking about earlier, that's really going to increase your capacity of your brain and your ability to process things. When you're in that place of constantly going to, well, I'm stressed, it's not just about you. It's you're making a choice. You're making a choice to say, okay, I'm putting my stress aside, and I'm going to send out love and healing. I'm going to ask for it first for me, and then I am going to send it out. So that's very, very important, important practice to start with. And then also you can make the changes to all of the other things like diet. Adding things in such as build your diet around plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains so you're feeling good. Feeling good is an important part of your stress, you know, managing your stress and making sure that you don't feel pain. It's important that you're not feeling pain. And the healthy foods, we sometimes overlook how important they are to our stress levels. So some of the things that are important are vitamin B12, omega-3 fatty acids, and they are really important in our diets, and making sure that you get enough of them is critical to you physically feeling okay. But you want to manage things in a way that you're not overdoing it too. So it's important to add that B12 in somehow. And, you know, salmon's a great resource for that. And then try some low-fat carbs for a pick-me-up. I'm reading on a slide. Serotonin is a brain chemical that enhances your sense of well-being. And this is by Joseph Goldberg, an MD. And he says that low-fat carbs such as popcorn, a baked potato, graham crackers, or pasta are good options. So those are important things to do for yourself. And what I always have heard, too, is eliminate the caffeine. It's very important to eliminate caffeine in your diet. So, you know, it's something that we don't realize that our food actually can change our stress levels. You know, I'm sure a lot of folks out there do know that the caffeine can really cause you to stress out more than you need to. But even just one cup, switch to green tea or something, another alternative. Switch to some hot liquid that feels and tastes good and supplies that need for coffee. But coffee can be very toxic, and it's something that we Americans really love, but has caused us our stress levels to elevate. And so now going on to more holistic therapies, we were talking before the break about EFT, emotional freedom technique. And I went on to, I love this resource, thestressproject.org. It's a veteran stress project. And you know, veterans have, I'm going to miss the opportunity, I guess, to talk about that again because we are going to break. I took a long time explaining some other things that I hope are beneficial. But when we get back, I will address EFT more in depth, and I hope to hear from listeners out there, like I said, about any experiences that you've had. So check me out at mindhealthcoach.com, and our call-in number once again is 617-237-1234, 617-237-1234.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. We're talking about a very important topic that affects all of us, stress, good and bad. And how do we manage stress in a holistic manner? How do we manage stress and allow ourselves to be completely at ease in any situation? Nothing can be completely at ease if it's something very dramatic that happens in our life. Of course, we're going to have a significant reaction, but how do we get back? How do we get back to feeling safe? And that's really important in our lives as humans. We need to feel safe. We need to feel healthy. We need to feel at ease. These are critical factors in our life, and it's basically something, as I mentioned early on in the show, that we're assessing at every moment of the day, and we don't even realize we're doing it because it's so primal in our system. So I was talking before we went to the break about EFT. I was speaking of the Veterans Stress Project, and I wanted to read from Psychology Today. There's an interesting little blurb here about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And once again, I want to mention, if you're interested in my webinar that I will be doing in the near future on Emotional Freedom Technique, please sign up. You can go to my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and go on the Contact tab. And just send me an email, and I'll include you in the list of when we're going to be sending out, you know, the initiation of registration for this webinar, which I'm really excited about. So EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique. It's totally drug-free. It involves cognitive therapy. It involves breathing. It involves tapping on acupuncture points. And so they did a study regarding veterans that have severe post-traumatic stress disorder. And what they found was that after several hours of coaching sessions, I think it was 6 one-hour coaching sessions, the average person that was experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder as a veteran, they found that it significantly reduced their post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. And I've actually met a couple of folks out there in my travels doing presentations that came up to me after I presented EFT, and they were so excited. They didn't realize that I was going to include EFT as part of my presentation, and they were actually veterans, and they said that it was the only thing that helps them in the long run after years of therapy and taking medications, that this technique significantly helped improve their lives and helped them gain control of what they were feeling. So I find it to be a highly effective tool, something we all need in our toolboxes. If you're experiencing a lot of stress and anxiety, or even if you're a veteran or know a veteran, please share that that I will be conducting a webinar to share more about it, because it's something you need to see. I can't explain completely what it is over this broadcast, but I can show in a video or, as I said, a webinar, and that's my intention. I do live workshops on it as well, and I also do individual sessions to help people learn EFT. And it's something, as I said, you can do ongoing on your own. It can be an exploration. You can have a journal and really do EFT sessions for yourself alone and explore the technique along with your feelings. And what happens, they say that once you achieve a certain level with each issue that you've confronted, each emotion you've confronted, once you've confronted it with the emotion and the circumstance that you tapped on, that's the tapping is the emotional freedom technique, you usually don't experience that same reaction again. And so as folks trying to improve their lives and trying to eliminate our reaction, that's what it is, our reaction to stress and how we manage that and what our choices are with it, then that's when we start to achieve control in our lives and really find that every time something comes across our radar, we're all going to experience some level of stress. We may lose a loved one. We may, you know, find out something detrimental, like we've walked into work and lost our job. Things happen. We may go to the doctors and we may find out something has occurred in our bodies. How do we react? Is this a journey that we're learning from? Is this an experience that we're growing our souls? Or is this something that, you know, is just going to throw us way out of whack and ruin our whole rest of our lives? And, you know, what you need to realize, what a mantra, a wonderful mantra to come to in this life, is knowing that everything is already okay. Okay, so that's a great mantra. Everything is already okay. It's something you should say over and over again, because it will help you, you know, even if you don't believe it, it will effectively play out in the long run. And, you know, I just heard recently somebody state that the worst things in their life, some famous person said this, I'm not sure who it was, but everything, some the worst things in their lives that happened never really happened. They only happened in their mind. And I can't remember who it was that said it, but it was a famous person that said it. And I think that's so true, because we often blow things up in our minds, and they're really not that detrimental to our lives. They're just something that's happening right here and now. And if you can get present with it and know that it's going to be okay, because everything is already okay, then you're fine. You're gonna work through this. And even if you're facing detrimental illness, you know, I've had my own situations in my life, lost folks, and I've also experienced things. So, you know, it's a matter of saying, okay, this is the journey. This is human. This is part of my human experience. And I am human. I am in this container, but I'm more than that. So your belief system of being spiritually connected, that there's more to our lives than just meets the eye, is really critical when you're going through stressful periods, to know that there's a deeper connection outside of your physical being. That's important. And to get in touch with that on a daily basis through things such as meditation or prayer, that's a critical part of our lives that we sometimes put aside and say, oh, I don't have time for it. I don't have time. You need to make the time. 12 minutes a day is what is recommended. It's a must. It's as important as brushing your teeth. It's as important as taking, you know, your blood pressure control medication. It's as important as kissing your loved one on the cheek. Taking that time for yourself and nurturing yourself and getting in touch with your higher self and your higher power, it is a critical part of our daily lives. And it's something we Americans really, you know, have put aside. A lot of folks have put aside, and it's something probably a lot of folks all over the world have put aside. And it is important. It's a critical part of our being. So some tips for holistic thought processes. I want you to, as I said, make a list of those in your life, those pets, those folks, those experiences that bring you peace, groundedness. Nature is a great place to be if you want to avoid stress. There was a study done in Scotland. Some folks were hooked up to EEGs, and their brainwaves were monitored. They were portable EEGs, and they sent half the group into the city and half the group into the park. Guess what? The park group, they showed lower signs of stress. Believe it or not, the folks in the city, they were in no way, shape, or form encountering anything but basically concrete structures and, you know, didn't have anything really going on that was stressful, but they showed signs of stress in their brainwave pattern. Pretty significant to show that nature really does ground us in so many ways. So getting out in nature, putting a picture up that you enjoy, that's a nature picture, and observing it while you're meditating, all great stuff. Seeing yourself already healed and well. If you're experiencing some pain and, you know, or you have a condition, you want to focus on the healthy you. Go back in time when you were extremely healthy and you felt great and see that you and focus on getting there again. You were there before. And, you know, some of us, we've aged a bit, so we're not going to get there, but at least we might get there somewhat, and it'll drop the stress in our bodies. It will change the hormones. It'll change the structure of your brain if you're connecting with that part of you that was in existence at one point in time. And maybe you've been challenged for a long time with health issues, so you don't know what it is like to feel good anymore. So if that's the case, focus on a role model of good health. Just focus on that person that is, you know, is emanating good health, and connect with them. Connect with who they are. Connect with how they eat. Just, you know, and not strive to be them, but know that that's a possibility for you. We're all the same. We're all connected, and it is a possibility for you. And know that, you know, you can always call on the divine healing as well, just asking the healing to come in, you know, during meditation. You can open up your crown chakra and just imagine a light. I like to work with light, so I always work with white light and pink light for healing. And just using positive energy, positive imagery, positive energy, and knowing that you have those goals brings you to another level of healing. So I'm very happy to have been able to speak with all of you tonight, and I hope that some of you consider emailing through the website mindhealthcoach.com or on the contact page and sign up for my EFT webinar. You can also download my meditations at mindhealthcoach.com. Thanks so much and have a beautiful evening.
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.